Unlike in many other states, Florida has a system of closed primaries. Only voters registered as members of a political party are allowed to vote in that party's primary election. The exception is when there are no other candidates running for a seat, in which case all voters can vote in a primary race that will determine who wins the election. But some people are accusing last-minute write-in candidates of disenfranchising thousands of voters by closing what would have been an open primary. This scenario is playing out in a county commission race in Pasco County, where Brian Corley is the supervisor of elections.
There had been two Republicans in the contest, the incumbent and a challenger, and under Florida law, that would have designated a universal primary contest in which all voters, regardless whether Republican, Democrat, or other minor parties or no parties, would have voted on the August 26th ballot for that election. And what you had was you had a gentleman by the name of John Taylor file as a write-in candidate. So this write-in candidate filled out the required paperwork, and in essence, by doing that, that closed the August 26th election to only Republicans.
State Senator Dave Ehrenberg, a Democrat from Green Acres in Southeast Florida, has filed a lawsuit against the write-in candidate, John Taylor, and Supervisor of Elections Corley, seeking to disqualify Taylor from the race.
But unfortunately, there's a sneaky loophole in the law that was exploited by one of the candidates. One of the candidates recruited a write-in candidate to run, and when that write-in candidate filled out a piece of paper to run, the race was closed only to Republicans, which meant that 170,000 Pasco County voters were disenfranchised. And that's why we're suing in Pasco County, because this write-in candidate is a sham. It's a sham because it's not a real candidacy, and it's not even a real address. That write-in candidate doesn't even live in the district. And that's how we're going to get this guy off the ballot. And once he's off the ballot, that election will be open to everyone.
Ehrenberg has been trying to reform the closed primary system, including by requiring all write-in candidates to live in the district at the time of qualifying.
I've been fighting against this loophole since I got elected in 2002. It is undemocratic, un-American, unconscionable. It is a loophole that benefits only the political parties and hurts the people. The write-in loophole was never intended to exist. It was created in 2000 in an opinion letter through the Secretary of State, then Secretary of State Catherine Harris. I think that this is something that the legislature needs to affirmatively address. I've been trying to get them to address it, but you have members of the legislature, and some of them represent Pasco County, who don't want to address this. They like it the way it is. They like this manipulation. And as long as I'm in the legislature, I'll keep fighting it.
A hearing on Ehrenberg's lawsuit is scheduled for July 17th, but Pasco County Supervisor of Elections Brian Corley hopes it will be moved sooner.
And our only concern is logistics. The outcome of the litigation of this litigation is really of no concern to us at the Supervisor Elections Office. We just want to have enough time to prepare for the election. And also, I have a federal law and a state law that mandates that I have to send out military and overseas absentee ballots no later than July 22nd. So the earliest court date we were given was originally July 17th, and we're hoping to get that moved up so we can expedite it and get some adjudication from the court to give us direction of what ballot to use, because that it could potentially involve reprinting all of our absentee ballots and also redoing all of the ballots for election day.
Senator Ehrenberg told WMNF that he would also like the hearing to be sooner.
Oh, boy, I hope it's moved earlier. You know, that's the thing that concerns me most, that this is going to be a moot point. That if this is delayed long enough, that it won't matter what happens, even if justice ultimately prevails. So I want it to be held as soon as possible. We want to get a court ruling as soon as possible.
A similar controversy is taking place in Hillsborough's race for the District 2 County Commission seat currently held by Ken Hagan. Hagan's Republican opponent, Tom Adderhold, thinks a write-in candidate joined the race just 3 days before the close of the qualifying period with the intent of closing the primary to non-Republicans.
I do not understand, and I don't believe, that whomever drafted that provision in the Constitution envisioned that that many people, the majority of the voters, would be disenfranchised from their own government. It must be unconstitutional.
Adderhold said that he has calculated that if the primary remains closed, it will disenfranchise 53% of the district's registered voters. So he has filed a challenge to the legitimacy of the candidacy of write-in candidate Harold Gleason with the Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections.
And I asked them to investigate it to see whether or not the person is indeed eligible to not only vote, but more importantly, to run for elected position. They, in turn, Supervisor of Elections has in turn indicated to me that their role is ministerial, they have no investigative power, and that I should either sue them and or file a fraud complaint with the Division of Elections.
Adderhold said he is pursuing both of those channels. WMNF attempted to speak with Harold Gleason, the write-in candidate, but we were unable to reach him by phone. Adderhold said that he would be happy with any of three outcomes.
One is to disqualify this write-in candidate, either through showing that it was done to intentionally distort the election and disenfranchise. The other outcome is disqualifying the individual and reopening the primary. The other is literally seeking a redress of the loophole in the Constitution and the opinion of the Division of Elections so that this sort of travesty cannot happen again anywhere.